Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on.
Hello. Thank you for coming tonight. It's 6 o'clock. I would like to call the meeting to order. I ask you to please stand and join us for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Hammond, may we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Present.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the October 11, 2021 agenda. I need a first, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis was the first. Mr. Hershberger is the second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. We need a motion to approve the minutes from the September 23rd, 2021 special meeting. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. I need a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis is the first. Mrs. Rohr is the second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. We're moving to student recognition, staff recognition. Mr. Osborne.
Okay, we will go in order as listed. Mrs. Hughes from Hazel Harvey, please.
No.
Are you recording this?
Good evening.
That's not even better.
It says it's all
good evening.
There you go.
I'm here to recognize our students for the month of October. It says September. Some of us do the end of the month. We select our students at the beginning of the month. So ours are for the month of October. But before I get to our October students, I would like to quickly thank all of our students, K to 12, that came to our family literacy night this past week, our Reading Under the Stars night. We had wonderful student athletes from the high school, our NHS club, that came and donated their time to work with our children and their families. And it really was such a successful event. I'd like to thank some of our community members that were there to help out, that gave donations for raffle prizes and just made it a tremendous evening that showed how important reading is to all of our students and our families, but made it all about family, not just about the students. So thank you so much to those that came and supported our evening. Our kindergarten students of the month are Eli Crookston, Harper Ullman, Matt Hartzler, and Austin Paymer. Our first grade students are Zach Letts, Gunnar Sayre, Natalie Downs, Claire Witham, and Adeline Darnell. And our second grade students were Sierra Zimmer, Easton Schwammel, Braylee Meeks, and Vera Zollinger. Congratulations to those students.
Our CIS students of the month are our students that we ask the teachers to look that are hardworking, show kindness daily, and are positive role models. So in third grade, these are our October students of the month, is Sadie Schooling and Trevor Cook. In fourth grade, Annette Foster and Jackson Keating. In fifth grade, Sarah Blas and Zach Yeager. And in sixth grade, Riley Pop and Silas Myers.
Good evening. I have the junior senior high school.
Our students of the month were grade 7, Heather Giebler and A.J. Pettit. For grade 8, it was Callie West and Cole Knapp. For grade 9, it was Lila Butcher and Sam Pettit. For grade 10, it was Kelsey Newsom and Corbin Cunningham. Grade 11, Gabby Muckley and Chase Woodford. And grade 12 was Kayla Hornacek and Bennett Utter. Give them a round of applause. On a side note, I just want to congratulate our staff and students. We were awarded a 2021 award for college success. And it's a yearly award that comes out for college prep and college post-secondary data. And we actually were selected one out of 1,700 schools nationwide for the College Success Award Gold, which is a distinction to recognize schools that have a multi-year track record of college success. So I just wanted to congratulate our staff and students on this really nice award.
Okay, that brings it back to me. Kind of a little change here. The first couple of times we was able to surprise staff as to being a needle mover award, but it's starting to get a little tough to surprise staff. So what I would like to do is announce who it is, read a little bit about Ashley, and then award her her certificates while we're here at the meeting. So our needle mover is Ashley Korshazi. Ashley works hard in her fifth grade language arts classroom to grow and encourage students each day. Each year, she runs our student council for the building, meets with students each month before school, promotes school unity and personal student growth, collaborates with our downtown, with our Doylestown food cupboard to run food drive, penny wars to collect money, and giving for Doylestown Share at Christmas. She has a kindness club for all of CIS, worked with Akron Children's Hospital to give Valentine's bags, created blankets to hand out for Christmas, collects family baskets for families at Christmas, created birthday cards and cups for every student at CIS, and promoted kindness throughout the school. So as you can tell, it's not this she shows in, walks into her classroom, teaches, and goes home. I'm not sure when she goes home, but she's here often, every night, and with kids making a difference in their lives. So Ashley Korshazi, I'd like to award you the Needle Mover of the Month.
You're ready for your superintendent's report, sir?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Start with the Chromebook update, 1-1. At this point in time, every student in the junior senior high school has access to an electronic device. There will be some increased teacher PD to help accelerate student learning using these devices, and there are Chromebooks in every core classroom in this building. So we are just a tad bit short to being able to say everybody has a device in their hand at any point in time that they need to have one. The 80 Chromebooks that were approved at the September board meeting arrived, and Chief had those out within days, moving and kids using them. These Chromebooks are the cellular-enabled ones, so even if they would happen to be off campus, let's say on a bus going to a game, and they have online classes to do, they're able to do their work. So it's a good situation with that. So they are out and moving. We also found, I think it was Jamie Zollinger that found, 3 carts from a company or a school.
Option.
Good. And they are computer carts where you can plug in and charge the whole cart. These run into the thousands of dollars. We were able to get 3 for 800, correct? So we were able to get 3 of them for 800. So when we do have 30 kids and we have specials, you know, not in every day in art class they're gonna need a computer, but it's possible they would use one time in art. They could wheel the cart down, it could go to music, choir, wherever it needs to go in terms of their specials here in this building. From there, our next target is Hazel Harvey. Once we get the carts up and running, And a majority of these things have been purchased with grants and or ESSER money. So what I will say is nothing from our general fund. We got everything through grants and or ESSER money. The last 80 we purchased was a grant, and we're going to look to get another 75 from a similar grant with that. And that would get us to the point where every grade level would have 3 carts at Hazel Harvey, including kindergarten. So kindergarten 1 and 2 would have 3 carts. What we're looking at is 75 to 80 Chromebooks that can be rotated between the four classes in that grade level. And so we're pretty happy as to where we're at with that piece. Secondly, I gave a little piece of paper in there, a little half sheet up here, and one over to the side. If you remember back, I came to you about 2 years ago, and I said, as a board, we're purchasing gas, our natural gas, kind of at the market rate. When the market goes down, we're getting a bang for the buck. And when the market goes up, we're kind of losing. We're kind of riding that variable. And I got connected with the group that buys it in bulk. And then you purchase from them as a block. And you kind of look at your years of usage to get that. And so you gave me the permission to go about and get that gas. So I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. When we first got the gas, actually gas was 3.24 MCF, which is 1,000 cubic feet. The M stands for the 1,000 Roman numeral. So 1,000 cubic feet. We purchased out the rest of the year. One good thing about the COVID piece, gas went down to 299, and I bought it for 3 years out of that block at 299. It is currently selling at $5 per MCF. So we're saving about $2 per MCF. So December, January, February, we use over 1,200 MCF. So at $2 at that rate, we're saving into the $20,000. July is our lowest month, and that's 242 based on last year. So we're still going to save close to $500 just in the month of July based on what we purchased. And we purchased out for 3 years. So we are locked into this rate. Now, is it possible that that thing comes all the way down to $2? Yes, then we lose. But right now, $2.99, and it's a little bit above $5, and it says there on that sheet for you, we're up at $2 a piece. So per MCF. So it's about just shy of $20,000 that we used last year. It was a mild winter. At the current rate we do that, if we use everything with the same, we're talking $40,000 in savings to the district. So in April, I talked about the electricity that we saved, a little over $3,000 buying it in a bulk. So in our natural gas and our resources, we are starting to save money by being able to purchase in that arena ahead of time. It was a hedge. We took the chance in terms of looking at it and saying, okay, this may be the lowest it's ever been, according to the seller, and we bought at that low mark. And right now it is trading a little bit over $5 per MCF. So I wanted to say that we did hedge pretty good, and we came out ahead on that deal so far. And hopefully that will keep going. I don't want anybody's gas prices to go up, but if they stick where they're at, we're in a good situation. All righty, let me get to that one. Strategic plan. We've been working on it. And we are that close to a final plan, and I'm not a blamer, but we've had a hard time putting the group together because you need the financial person, the instructional person, the people involved, and for a couple months we had a hard time putting a group together. So we are extremely close to having that strategic plan done. I actually met with the strategic planners down at my conference in Columbus with the other state superintendents, and I'll say it's 90% done. And I hope to have it to you in the next 2 days where I could send it to you to review. And then I would look to bring it to this board in November to approve our strategic plan. And just to help you remember, these were the surveys you took. You actually met as a board. You met with the guy mm-hmm. that took you through a series of questions. The administrators had that. The community participated in a survey. They had that information. Staff participated in that survey. They had all that information, took the major topics, and then we've created plans and dates and how we're going to attack it. Now, we've been working on it as we go. So some of the things have gotten started, in terms of communication being a big one in there. some of these things have gotten and initiatives have been started. We're not waiting for it to be approved, but we'll be able to update what those initiatives are and where we got started with that piece. So we are at a very close to a final draft, and I'll say at this point in time, I believe I should be able to have it to you this week. My goal is Wednesday. I'm meeting with the people from the impact group tomorrow. And lastly, not on here, the Greater Akron Chamber of Commerce announced its 30 for the Future Award recipients for 2021. The award started 15 years ago to recognize young professionals ages 25 to 39 who live or work in the Greater Akron area. They make an impact on the region through industries in their decisive leadership, ability to problem solve, and community engagement. I was notified not only from the Ohio General Assembly, but from the Greater Akron Community Chamber that TJ DeAngelis received the award this year at this past week, 2 weeks ago, at Canal Park, that he was selected as one of the top young professionals in the Greater Akron area. So congratulations, TJ.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And lastly, it's been a unique year for everybody, kids, staff, students, all the way through. And I sit here and there's nobody tougher on themselves than me, on myself. I reflect often. I meet administratively. We meet every 2 weeks. We go over things. The principals bring topics to the table. We discuss these things. And I know that a lot of our constituencies right now are, none of them are happy at all at the same time. And it's a very tough thing to lead with. But keep in mind, our numbers of kids missing school are decreasing. Our COVID numbers are decreasing. We went through a period of time where we had over 150 kids out of school, and we had 10 cases week after week for a couple weeks. I believe we had three last week. We did have one case today that I believe we're on the downside and hopefully continuing to do this and work through this. But it's us. We have to work as a group and as a team. I am so thankful for the leadership of the teachers in the classroom, making sure kids are washing their hands, kids that are wearing masks are getting breaks, going outside more often, using this great weather to run their classroom outside. We have a good group of people. They're intelligent, they're smart, they understand what's going on around them, and they are doing what is best for kids to ensure that we're in school every day. Our cases and absenteeism are starting to decline, and I like to think it's because of the things that we are doing in the classroom, but also from our principals and our students, and they understand what's going on in the classroom. They are working with kids every day. So I understand not everybody's going to be happy with every decision, but we are doing our best for kids. And we are in the kid business. I'm not in any other business. I'm not a germologist. I don't study it. I haven't looked at it. I don't listen to the noise. I do what I'm told to do by the Ohio Department of Health and the Wayne County Health Department. I meet with them often. And our principals and our staff are doing a tremendous job for our kids. And I want you to be aware of that. I'm extremely proud of everything that they have done this year to make this work. So that is the end of my report.
Thank you. We now need an acceptance of the superintendent's report, and that will be, I have check boxes, but I also have voice. Which would you like me to do, Mr. Hammond?
Should be voice.
Voice? All right, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
All?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to the treasurer's update, finance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a couple things I'd like to mention. First, I mentioned at our last board meeting, I wanted to talk to the library to see if we could put our monthly financials on file there. The library agreed to that, so they have the July and August financials on file. And when you approve tonight, those will be on file at the library. That allows the community, if they want to see what the financials are, to be able to walk in, inspect those, make copies if they need to for whatever reasons. Number two, I met with our audit manager from the Auditor of State's office week and a half ago. They're getting ready to start the fiscal year 21 audit. I would assume at this point that will conclude, if we stay on track, sometime January, February. Thirdly, and on a different subject, but an important subject, in the Ohio House, there is a House bill called 290, or it's called the Backpack Bill. This is a statewide universal voucher program. I would encourage you as board members to go out there and Google Backpack Bill, evaluate that. My concern is, as we become a statewide voucher program, public schools are going to start losing money. We're not sure how this impacts the new state funding, the Fair Funding Act that was just put into place, but most likely it will, because the state only has so many dollars, and it seems like there is a strong propensity to drive those dollars to a voucher program as opposed to the public education system that we all have grown up with. Those are my comments. I would ask for approval for the financial report for September.
So we need a motion, please?
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was first. Mr. Hershberger was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
And I'd also forgot three items there. Donation from the DeAngelis family for $500 for special education. An approval for donation from Excellence for Education that gave us a donation of $1,500 for the Hazel Harvey Summer Reading Program. And a $15,000 from Wirtz Geotech Engineering toward softball field construction. I could have approval for those donations.
Thank you. We need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Here.
Was that Dr. Good or?
It was me. I beat Bernadette.
Okay, fine. All right. Roll call. I'm sorry. Mr. Hershberger was first.
Can I say something real quick?
Hold on, Mr. Hershberger was first, and Dr. Good was second. Discussion?
Not discussion, just comment.
Okay.
Wanted to thank the Conyers family. This is the second year that we did the T-shirt fundraiser for Sunny. They sold a lot of T-shirts, and all the proceeds are going to the special ed department for you, Katie. And then we were fortunate enough to match a portion of it, so that's how we got the $500. I don't know if my wife, Shell. Do you want to say anything else? Okay, thanks. I also forgot, because now that I know she's here, should have been earlier, I wanted to congratulate my son Dominic for winning the second grade. Sold the most tickets in second grade, right, Mindy?
Most in.
Oh, wow. Most in the whole thing. So I want to give him a big thank you. He knows that hard work beats talent when talent isn't ready or willing to work. Unfortunately, he only applies that to monetary values. So we just have to expand that. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Superintendent's consent agenda.
All right. I have a few. What does it look like? There it is. My paper got turned around for a second there. I'm thinking I'm missing the whole page. Okay. On the consent agenda, I have some supplemental contracts to be approved for the 2021-22 school year. I also have the hiring of the cafeteria worker, Deb Tamako. If you remember, we brought her in as a sub, just trying to figure out how our pace was going to go, because everybody is receiving a free lunch this year. Well, with everybody getting a free lunch, there are more kids in line to get the lunch, which means we need more people. So she's moving when she was subbing when needed to working at 5 hours as needed, effective October 11, 2021. Also, you received a list in your board packet, hopefully, to approve the transportation in lieu of for the 2021-22 school year. There are 23 students whose families will receive $250 per student. The total amount going out is $5,750. In regards to the non-school sponsored field trips, I'm making a recommendation to approve the 2021-2022 France non-school sponsored field trip, and the entire legal portion from the attorneys included in that piece. And then C, approve the 2021-2022 Washington, D.C. non-school sponsored field trip. And you'll notice very similar language in that for that piece came from our board attorney.
Thank you. I need a motion, please.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second. Here.
TJ on that one. You got it.
TJ. Okay, Mrs. Rohr was the first. Mr. DeAngelis was the second. May we have roll call, please?
Sorry, I missed Mark mine.
I was first, then
TJ. Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. The superintendent has one more item.
I have one more item on my agenda. I am recommending Mr. Rodriguez as a volunteer girls basketball coach. You did get a letter of recommendation for that in your board packet from Mr. Schrock. And I did check, he did get permission from his wife to do this.
Mr. Rodriguez or Mr. Schrock?
Mr. Rodriguez.
Okay, just check.
And he's been around for a while. He'll do what he wants there with his kids.
Right, I'm sorry. Thank you. May I have a motion, please?
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Yeah, I would like to discuss this a bit.
Okay.
All right. Nothing. I have no issues with individuals, but I guess my issue is, how much time are we looking to spend volunteering Mr. Rodriguez? A week, do you know?
No.
I mean, and do you know, besides implementing a new offense schematic like Princeton, is that, I'm assuming you're going to be on the bench running calls, making calls. Okay, because my issue, and it's not a personal issue, you're the number one guy in the junior senior high. If you're devoting a whole bunch of time to volunteering as a coach, then other people are going to have to pick up where you're not. And that's okay, because we got a good staff, and I have the utmost confidence in them. But you can't run a school from a bench. It's like running a fire from inside. You can't see the whole picture outside. But are you are the vice president of the Northeast District Athletic Board?
Correct.
Are they, do you serve on the scholarship selection committee?
No, I do not.
Because on the website it says board members do and treasurer and that. So I guess that's my concern. That your answer is conflicting to what the website says.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not on the selection.
Because
I have not ever selected this before.
Because I'm assuming it would be a feedback thing. I mean, we had two kids from Chippewa and 19 get scholarships through there. I don't know what the scholarship was because it didn't say.
I don't know. Last year was my first year, so I'm learning as I go.
Okay. Right.
I'll be covering all baseball or basketball, boys basketball and wrestling.
All right, because I know at night with activities, you or a designated employee runs that building, correct?
Correct.
That's,
we have four.
Yeah, that's the equivalence to being outside looking at.
Sure.
So.
Yes, I would say that it's similar to Coach Foley coaching and us running the games. There are a lot of events that I'm not at running, whether I'm away or home.
Right.
That's why we have four that are hired to do those duties, especially in the fall. I mean, we're on any given day, we can have five or six coverages. So.
Because I guess I'm just at a loss that Coach is the best known coach in Wayne County. He has the most wins, I think, ever. And I'm trying to figure out why we need the principal to run the Princeton offense.
That'd be a question you'd have to ask him, bro.
Okay. All right. But so my biggest thing is the conflict, because on the website it says you are part of the scholarship committee. That's
if I am, and I will follow
All right, because that seems like a conflict to me. And plus just the duties thing of, if you don't know how much you're planning on working, it makes it hard to tell how much. There's only so much time in a day. And we got a great AD. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, if Coach needs help, why use an administrator? Why not find another coach? Is my thing. Right. So, but that's my concern, is the conflict and just the time.
I mean, as far as the time, I would assume I'd be there at practice, so you're about 2 hours a day.
And then game night.
Yeah, we need four coverages.
So, but.
Also be coverages. Maybe right. No more than, trust me, the hour cover count ball.
Right.
Maybe less.
Okay. But yeah, and that's pretty much what I had. I'm concerned about when I seen the scholarships. That concerned me, because that can be taken as, I like looking and not looking shady. That's my thing. I like to look upright. And I'm not saying we do anything shady, but I'm saying an administrator, being a coach, your daughter's a heck of a ball player. She's great. I mean, I got no issues with that, but it's, you got a 20 plus year coach needing help running an offense. That strikes me as odd, but you know, I'm glad somebody wants to volunteer, but that's my thing. I'm just concerned about the scholarship thing and the money thing. It looks funny. So that's all I got.
I just want to say thanks for the conversation. I will be honest, I'm probably the least knowledgeable athletic person on this board. And Jay, so thank you for asking those questions and the clarity. And Mr. Rodriguez, thank you for responding, because it is helpful. And sometimes for those that are listening, these conversations are difficult, but I think we can tell there's some respect going there to ask some difficult questions. And I'm so appreciative of your time to answer those, Mr. Rodriguez, and Jay, to ask them. So I learned a little bit of something out of that, and thank you for looking into that.
Mike, I had some concerns and considerations about this, because I'm thinking of the children. Sometimes students are not the nicest people around, and sometimes I wouldn't want to see, Mr. Rodriguez's children suffer in any way with this. However, I think since he's been a head coach before, he recognizes those things and that can deal with it and take care of that. So, thank you. Anything else? Thank you. I need a roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
I'm voting yes. And Matt, very excited to have you on the coaching staff.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
No. I'm here, but I'm voting no.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you.
Passes 4-1.
Thank you. All right, that moves us into public participation. So we need the sign-up list. Mr. Hershberger, I'm going to ask you to do the timing, please. And if you would, please set your timer so everyone can hear. Are you ready, sir?
Negative.
Did you say negative?
I did say negative.
Well, let me know when it's a positive.
You know I'm the least technically savvy guy up here, right? All right. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you. May we have Laura Schooling, please? And excuse me, before we get started, I just wanted to remind people that I've made the comment before, and I would like to make the comment again to make sure that we are treating each other as we would want our students to be treated in our schools. Class dignity respect at all times. We welcome discussions, but I want to make sure that we understand dignity is important. Thank you.
Oh. Hello. First of all, I wanted to thank you, Mr. Osborne, for giving us our freedom of choice and not issuing mask mandates thus far for our children. I feel so blessed to live in a community where I can make that choice. But as we move forward into fall and winter, cases will rise of COVID, just as colds and flus will rise. As we have more conversations, I hope that we can still maintain this freedom. These continued talks still need to include the eradication of contact tracing. Out of 27 positive cases of COVID, 427 children were quarantined. I hope we can agree that the numbers just don't add up in continuing to quarantine healthy children. Instead, let's keep an eye on those potential exposures and take temps upon them entering school to assure that they are not infected. We live in a representative democracy where we elect our government, and that government should represent its people. Let the people take part in deciding what we want. Let's take a vote on who is for or against contact tracing of students. Majority rules. I love the statement, it's not what we are standing against, but what we are standing for. And we, the Chippewa parents, will continue to stand for our freedoms. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Erica Case, please.
Good evening, Mr. Superintendent and board members. I am Erica Case, and I'm running as a certified write-in candidate for this school board. I'm here tonight to be the voice for families in Chippewa School District who want to keep masks optional and to request that the board consider changing the current policy of excluding healthy kids from school. Medina County reported that 96% of students who were excluded from school due to being a close contact of a positive COVID case did not end up getting COVID. Therefore, we'll no longer exclude healthy kids from school simply because they were near someone diagnosed with COVID for 15 minutes or more. A review of Chippewa data found that there were 472 students quarantined with only 26 positive cases, which equates to 95% of our students being excluded for no good reason. They missed class and sports. We need this board to change the policy and let these healthy kids stay in school. As of today, 261 districts out of 609 have mask mandates. Let's keep masks optional and vote tonight to keep healthy kids in school. Every day we wait results in more healthy students being out of school, of which 95% or more won't even end up getting COVID. We need to be respectful and inclusive of others, and we can agree to disagree and still treat each other with decency. Everyone is entitled to express their opinions. I'm keeping it short tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Carolyn Gabinski, please.
Good evening. My name's Carolyn Garbinski. I'm a second grade teacher at Hazel Harvey School. I'm reading this for Mrs. Archer, who could not be here. She is a kindergarten teacher at our school. And she wrote, "I'm sorry that I cannot be in attendance at the board meeting tonight as my son has a football game. I wanted to take this time, though, to thank all of those who supported our first after-school family night, Reading Under the Lights, which Mrs. Hughes spoke about earlier. Last year, due to COVID, we had to put all our events on hold. This year, we knew that we had to look at all options, and we're happy to come up with an outdoor event at which our families could socially distance while still enjoying a great night of literacy. The committee would like to thank Mrs. Vicki DeAngelis for helping us find a date in which the stadium would be available. We want to thank Mr. Mike Foley for coordinating with Mrs. Archer and all the fall coaches in order to get our high school athletes at the event. Ms. McLeister also coordinated with us to get our high school band involved, and Mrs. Kager helped with getting National Honor Society students signed up to volunteer as well. She wrote a lot. We loved seeing our high school athletes, band members, and students reading with our students and completing literacy activities, creating additional games to play with them. We also want to thank the following local businesses for their generosity and donating gift cards and gift baskets for our event. The Doylestown Public Library, the Friends of the Library, Chippewa Youth Football, the Neon Flamingo Boutique, the Great Wall, Doylestown Coffee House, Gale House Lumber, Rittman Orchards, as well as our Chippewa PTO. Finally, she would like to thank all the teachers at Hazel Harvey, the aides, the board members, retired teachers, as well as Mrs. Hughes, who helped plan the event, stayed after school to help set up and prepare for the event. We ran stations and concessions, as well as we cleaning up after the event had ended. Without all of the above people, we would not have been able to have a successful night as we did. When we come together as a community, it is amazing to see what we can accomplish for our youngest learners.
Thank you. And yes, it was a fabulous event. It was great to see the interaction with our students. Shannon Yonker, please.
Hello, welcome. Mr. Osborne, I just wanted to let you know that last month's agenda, you guys had talked about the Hazel Harvey kitchen needing some equipment. They're having an online Kiko's auction starting October 18th that has a lot of bakery equipment. So I wanted to let Kiko's auction on Monday the 18th is starting to have bakery equipment that's going to be an online auction. So I don't know what all they have available, but for their kitchen, it might be helpful. The second thing I wanted to say as a nurse, the number one thing for our testing to stop the spread of germs is hand washing. That's the number one thing. So if we can continue to keep our kids safe with teaching them how to proper hand wash, singing happy birthday twice while they're washing their hands with a lot of friction and drying with friction, that helps stop the spread of all germs. The other thing I wanted to say is just in regards to the health department and the Wayne County Health Department with the contact tracing. Because the state no longer has any mandates available, the health departments are kind of basically leaving it up to the schools and the boards and the principals to follow this, and it's really their job to do it. So proper communicable disease issues would be reported to the doctor. The doctor would test it properly and give them a diagnosis. Then that doctor, that staff would then call the health department. The health department would take care of contact tracing. It's really not the school or the school board's job, and with those set of rules. So I think, you know, I think it's kind of sad that it's kind of dwindled down and put upon the schools all over to carry out what they should be doing. So thank you.
Thank you. and that's all we have who signed up. There was one other name there, but it got scribbled out. So that moves us into board discussion. And we had a board member that wanted to do protocol. Mrs. Rohr.
Thank you. I'm going to move a little closer because sometimes I think I have a little mousy voice and it's hard to project it out there. I've written some things down, so I apologize if I'm looking down and not looking out. I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way. So this is my thoughts, and I'm going to ask for engagement in my fellow board members. But last meeting, there was a motion. This topic was on our agenda. Dr. Good made a motion to have it removed, and I supported that motion, as did another board member. It wasn't clear to me at that time what it is we would have been discussing. And, you know, a lot of us had done a lot of research, it appeared, you know, in different avenues, considering we wanted to be prepared for that topic. To TJ's point in the last meeting, and to my knowledge, there wasn't an expectation from our superintendent. He wasn't making a recommendation to make a change in the mandate. And we put a policy in place last September. To my knowledge, and to TJ's point, that policy remains in place unless this board makes a motion to amend or remove that policy. With that policy, it's out there. You can all look at it. But it advocates the decision to our superintendent, and it gives him some guidelines and resources that he could use to make that decision to mandate mask or to not. The board supported the fact that our superintendent opened up our schools this year with no mask mandate. So I think sometimes what happens is a rumor mill kind of gets started, and I think sometimes I can get caught up in that. It's like, what are we supposed to be talking about? We had a lot of people that showed up and had a lot of things to say. I hope we respected everybody in hearing from a board perspective from our community. But because it wasn't specific, I supported the removal of that. For this meeting, I did request this be put back on our agenda, and I want to be specific as to why. I don't want to talk about masks tonight. I believe we have a motion in place, as Mr. DeAngelis had said last meeting, and that policy's there, so it gives our superintendent direction. I believe our superintendent, and you can hear the good news he's sharing with everyone, has every intention of reaching out to this board prior to making any changes. And so with that, I just don't want to talk about masks. But what I do want to talk about seems to be a resounding theme from a couple of our public participants is the protocols and the policy. So, you know, sometimes things happen and change and you think you're still following some guidelines, and then you wake up and you're like, maybe those aren't really what we need to follow. So I would like to suggest to my fellow board members that we do at this time discuss, and then I see that there is opportunity to even make a motion in this meeting regarding our protocols and our notifications. So I did reach out to Ashland City Schools, and I talked to the president of their board, and I have that information here as to the motion that they made and why they did that. And he said, actually, because I said, well, can we just mirror your motion? Can we just follow that? If we did get a majority to want to do that. And he said, well, actually, they did the same thing and they took it from Green. So it wasn't their original idea either. But here's one for Todd. So I'm glad that we're going in the right direction. I'm guessing that there'll be peaks and valleys. If you hadn't listened to the discussion from the school board in Ashland City Schools, it's worth the 20, 30 minutes to do that. They are a very engaged board and not exactly all in one boat, I think, similar to our board here.
He doesn't have one.
Do you need another one, Teach?
No, Ira does.
Oh, Ira, sorry. But his point was, too, that the administration, you know, it's a burden to them, and what's the value back? So we talked a little bit about that. They most recently, so it's been a month, they most recently had, you know, some activities, and it's kind of weathering the storm, the protocols they now have in place. Now, they originally started their school year with masks and removed it. They've had a homecoming. They had had an Ashland County Fair, which my granddaughter got fourth for her pig. But anyways, their numbers aren't going up. They're staying as they expected right now. So right now, they're happy with their protocols. I'm happy with where we are and the masking from a board member perspective. What we did, as we mentioned last meeting, kind of fumbled it a little bit, but we mentioned it. And what I'm asking now is that we as a board think, is this now the right time to change our protocol so that our superintendent, our administrators are now focusing on the folks that are, you know, positive, and change our messaging from going out to all to going out to those impacted. That's basically, in a nutshell, what was done for Green and Ashland. And that's my spiel right now. I think we could follow. I actually have their motion if discussion goes in that direction. But because we have an open opportunity after this discussion to actually put that in our agenda, I'm asking the board to discuss and be willing to put that motion in. Is that right?
So for clarification, are you referring to contact tracing and the quarantine of individuals that were in close proximity?
Yes. Yes. So the contact tracing and then the notifications that go out in support of that. Thank you, Ira.
Okay, I was trying to clarify my notes.
And this document that I had given to each of the board members in the center is actually the motion that they made and approved. The other things are just kind of like a visual. So I would be in support of putting this motion forward tonight. This is where I think we are in a good spot and can pull back some of that burden and can I have discussion on this? Thanks, Ira.
I'm in favor. I mean, I like it.
Did you get legal counsel to weigh in?
I'm sorry?
Did you get our legal counsel to weigh in on it?
I did not, TJ. But from the point of there, so, but thank you for that. In the last meeting with, because I'm following Ashland, because clearly this is where I think our board can go and it would benefit us. They had their legal counsel look at this, a prosecuting attorney, actually, I believe in Wayne County also. And then in the most recent meeting, I could be wrong, but that's in my head. In the most recent meeting, they stated that, for clarity's sake, they are following the protocols from the from the health department. And as the health department gives us notices, like an identified individual, we then have to follow their protocol for contact tracing. So I would think we would continue to do that. We surely should continue to do that. But our specific school attorney, no, I didn't, TJ.
I
Any other discussion?
No, I would just like our legal counsel to weigh in on it.
Okay. So before we go to put it on for a motion to...
I'm not speaking for everybody else.
Or we could put it on for a motion with the pending legal's final review. We've done that before, have we not?
I
would just say that having the proposal put in front of us this evening without us having a chance to mull it over and gain some guidance from both legal counsel and our superintendent for a full proposal, I would be in favor of waiting. I'm not saying no to it, but I think it's probably an item for next meeting as opposed to this meeting, given the newness of it all.
And I would be good with that. Mr. Superintendent, don't we have a work session scheduled?
We had one scheduled. We had nothing on the agenda.
And when is that?
It was...
So the 25th of October, otherwise we're waiting till November? Sounds like we're going to have that work session.
I thought we were eliminating it. That's what I was told. So I think I booked some. Yeah.
That was the last communication.
It was canceled. And as a fan of the Lady Chip soccer program, that's going to be our second tournament game. I will not be in attendance either way.
Yeah. A true Chip supporter.
Yeah, I'm missing a volleyball game too, so right now.
Oh.
This is tournaments, Jeremiah. This is a whole different level, okay?
Oh, God.
Certainly is. I would say I would like more time to look at it and get legal counsel, and I think, you know, it's fine to get information and gather it, and I thank you for doing that, taking
sure.
that interest and bringing that to us. So I would like to bring this up again in the November meeting.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have no new business listed, so we have none, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. I believe Mrs. Rohr is making a motion for executive session, and correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, and your reasoning is?
You're going to have to make sure my wording's right, but certain personnel matters, employment, hiring, discipline of a public employee.
All of it?
Is that right?
Just one.
Employment? Fine. Well, it's kind of a combination. So employment, can I say that? I'm going to say employment.
All right, thank
you. One is the right one.
I need a motion, please. I need a first.
Motion.
Thank you. I need a second.
Well, am I the first?
I was going
and
to
Jay's
say
the second.
Bernadette.
Is Bernadette the first?
Yeah. Hi.
Sounds good.
So Jay, could you just be the second?
Yeah.
All right, and... Do we do discussion at this point, or we go the roll call?
You can
we
ask
go
for
to
discussion.
Roll call.
No,
discussion. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, there's so much information there, I get lost. All right.
I was just going to ask, Linda, we don't plan on having administrative action after executive session, correct?
I don't believe so.
Okay, no. I just wanted the public to know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Spann?
Yes.
We are in executive session at
7:01.
7:01.
Thank you.
Now, where are we going to go?